Good afternoon. It's my privilege to share God's word with you this family service. I'm very happy to see so many children with us this afternoon. It's breaking up. Okay. Battery. Okay. I'm happier that these children choose to come to church even though they're in the midst of their examination. Who's having their examination? Children? Oh, raise it high. So they, wow, all right. Let's give them a round of just an encouragement that you are in the house of the Lord. Yeah, I commend the parents for putting the worship of God priority in their children's lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask for open hearts and ears as we listen to your word. We hold on to your promise that your word will never return empty. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Okay, friends, that's the topic of my sermon. How much is your soul worth? Or how much is your child's soul worth? Okay. Have you ever wondered how much is the soul of your child's worth? Children, how much do you think you're worth, especially to your parents? Can I have some numbers? How much do you think you're worth? If you are kidnapped, do you think your parents were willing to part $1,000 to rescue you? How about $2,000? No. Okay, parents, let me ask the parents. Are you willing to part $1,000,000 to get your children back? Yeah, okay, you don't seem very, there's some hesitation there. You're counting the cost, oh dear. All right, how about your eyesight? How much is your eyes worth? Or your sense of hearing? Would you give it up for $1,000,000? How about your voice or the ability to walk? How much do you think you're worth? Right, in my hands, I have a weighing machine. I just Googled the price of gold per kilo this morning. It's $58,000 per kilo. I just need a volunteer, one child who would like to volunteer. Don't keep me hanging here. If not, I have to weigh myself, and that's quite embarrassing. Any child, I just need a child, one child. Just one child. No presents, no rewards. Just come up here. Ah, yes, Isaac. Come. All right. Come. Don't be shy. All right, Isaac. Ian. I'm sorry. Okay, let's weigh yourself. Come, take a stand on the weighing machine. And you are a very heavy 29.9 kg. So, 58,000 per kg. 58 times 30 is about how much? Wow, about $900,000. You're worth $900,000. Where are your parents? Is he worth $900,000 to you? Where are they? They're all hiding their face. No, don't choose me. $900,000. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ian. You can go back. Ian. Yeah, Ian, right? Not Isaac, sorry. And by the way, would you like to know how heavy I am? It will break the glass. But I am actually 100 kg. Would you believe it? I know, I look very slim. But so I am worth $5.8 million. Wow. Amazing, right? That's how much I'm worth. So the plumber you are, the heavier you are, you're worth more to in gold. And I like this Bible verse in Leviticus chapter 3, verse 16. Have you heard of it? This is my favorite verse. It says, all fats belongs to God. Okay. So, and yeah, they for the priest, they sacrifice the fats, you see. So I'm worthy of sacrifice. Okay, so back to... And even insurance companies can calculate the value of a child's physical life in terms of dollars and cents. I recently went through the accidental death policy of a local insurance company. The payout of a child's life ranges from $50,000 to $200,000. And even the judicial courts can also set a monetary amount for compensation upon the death of a person. People can put a figure to a human life, but can we put a value to a human soul? Namely, the soul of a child, your soul. In Mark chapter 8, verse 36, Jesus said, "For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?" My first point is, we can infer from Jesus' statement that a person's soul is more precious than all the riches of the world can offer. However, it is said that in this world, power, status, and riches are more valuable than spiritual things. It was no wonder that Satan tries to tempt Jesus by taking him to a very high place and showing him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, and saying to him, "All these things I will give to you if you fall down and worship me." Children, if I give you all this, the riches of the world, would you bow down before Satan? Can I hear a louder no?
No.
Oh. No. Okay. Maybe. Who said that? Not Ian, right? No. Yeah, they're resounding no. And Jesus also unreservedly rejected Satan's proposal. There's even a quote by Archbishop William Temple. He was the Archbishop of Canterbury. He said this. He made a very insightful observation when he said, "Modern society is like a department store, window into which an idiot has come in the middle of the night and reversed all the price tags. Things of limited value like power, position, iPhone 7, for example, are priced more highly by the world. But to Jesus, the soul, your soul, is more valuable than all these things." Another illustration is the story of a rich man who has three servants. One day, the man became terminally ill. The youngest servant came to him and said, "Master, you are dying. I will look for another master to serve. Farewell." The next servant came to him and also said, "Master, you will soon be gone. It is pointless to take your orders from you. Ciao. Bye." Yeah. But the oldest and most loyal servant came to him and said, "Master, I know you so well. I will never leave you. I will always be by your side." Wow. These three servants represent three things: our body, our mind, and our soul. When we grow old, our body and even our mind will slowly decay and eventually fail us. But we will still have our soul, the third servant, till we meet our Maker. Knowing this, how well do we cultivate or nurture our souls? We can easily spend a lot of money and time to improve our physical appearance or mind. Like, for example, I go to the gym often, as you can tell, right? Yeah. We can go to spas, you know, take expensive health supplements. I know of people who take placenta. Have you heard of that? Placenta, snail mucus. Have you heard about that? Snail mucus? No? Am I the only one who knows about snail mucus? Placenta. Have you heard of placenta? Yes, taking placenta. All right. Or attend enrichment programs or courses. For us, even food-obsessed Singaporeans, we don't bat an eyelid to pay good money for food or queue for a long time to buy a popular snack. There's nothing wrong with all these activities. I don't even mind queuing up for a good donut. Okay, that's a... But in light of the high value of our souls, I think we spend more time on our body and our mind than on our souls. We should resolve to develop and nourish our souls with spiritual disciplines like prayer, Bible study, meditation, and solitude. Being part of a connect group is also a good for our soul. Just a quick hand. Who's part of a member of a connect group? Anyone? Those who haven't raised up their hand, look out for those who raise up their hand. Please join a connect group. It's really good for your soul. When I was other than having good food during connect group, there's also a lot of fellowship, a lot of prayer, a lot of pastoral support from connect group. When I was a young Christian, I was a member of a connect group, and I grew spiritually being part of a connect group. Yeah, you can ask anyone about the connect group later on. Yeah? I know some of you find the prospect of such commitments to be quite daunting, but I want to assure you that it will be a rewarding experience for the sake of our soul. Friends, how much is your soul worth? It is too valuable to be priced. Let us protect it, cultivate it, and nurture it. My second point, we can infer from Jesus' statement that a person's soul is eternal, while the riches of the world are temporal. This physical world will eventually end, but a person's soul will live on to the next life. For Christians, we believe that the Christian soul will live on to return to our Maker and dwell in His presence forever. But for those who reject Christ, sadly, their destiny is not only physical death, but spiritual one as well. There is a popular Christian catchphrase. Have you heard of this? Born once, die twice. Born twice, die once. It means those who are born again in Christ will only die once, because they will live with God forever. They will not encounter eternal death. There's a bishop by the name of John Hooper. That's a picture, an illustration of him. The night before he was burned at the stake by Queen Mary for his Protestant faith, he said, he cried out, that life is sweet and death is bitter, but eternal death is more bitter and eternal life is more sweet. So even at the point of his death, Bishop John knew that sense of hope, that his soul will return to God. Yeah. By the way, he was martyred for his Protestant faith. We are all Protestants, right? And he was martyred by Queen Mary. And if you know the Anglican history, Queen Mary executed many Protestants. And she was so notorious, her nickname was Bloody Mary. Yeah, and so if you're on a Singapore Airlines, please do not order a Bloody Mary. Children, you'll be wondering, what am I talking about? But you can ask your parents. Yeah, we should drink Singapore Sling or maybe a Diet Coke, especially for me. Okay? All right. And in Mark chapter 9, verse 42, Jesus also warned, whoever causes one of these little ones, you children, I'm talking to you guys, children, yay. Yeah, I like that, thumbs up. It says here, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. This passage teaches us that Jesus placed a very high value on a child's soul. And judgment will come upon those who lead children astray from him. So what is the value of the soul of a child? How much should we spend, and how important it is to nurture a child's soul that he may know God? In Singapore, parents spend a large amount of money and time on their children's education and enrichment activities. Parents, how much do you think you have it costs to raise a child to the age of 21? Anyone? There's a survey by the AsianParent.com. It says it costs about $340,000 to raise a child from birth to the age of 21. Wow, that's a lot of money. Yeah. And the Department of Statistics reported that parents spend about $820 million, we're talking about Singapore, on center and home-based private tuition for their child. Wow, that's an $820 million industry. And parents do not bat an eyelid in spending hundreds or even thousands of dollars for their children to excel academically. I know of children whose daily schedules are more packed than a working adult. Immediately after school, these children will have to attend tuition and enrichment programs until late at night. On weekends, they are also not spared from having to attend such activities. I'm not saying that tuition and enrichment programs are not important, but in the light of Jesus' statement in the gospel, how much time and attention should parents give or invest to develop the faith and spiritual life of your children? Isn't the internal life or the soul of your children worth more than the top PSLE awards bestowed by the world? At the Saturday service, I'm happy that parents are regularly bringing their children to Saturday City Kids to learn about God and the Bible. By the way, let me publicize an upcoming event organized by Saturday City Kids. Yeah? It's a children's carnival for Christian children to invite their friends, especially non-Christian children. So children, do you have anyone to invite for this exciting carnival? No? Please think of someone, pray for someone, yeah? Bring as many people, as many of your friends to come for this carnival. Yeah? I understand it's going to be lots of fun. It'll be on the cathedral lawn. They're going to have some wet games and a lot of exciting things. Yeah, and I think this event is a wonderful opportunity to share the gospel message with our children and their friends. Please invite as many children as possible so that many will know about God. And we are very thankful for Saturday City Kids. We have a wonderful team of committed teachers. Can we just raise up who are serving at Saturday City Kids? We just want to acknowledge you. Come. Hey, where are they? Don't be shy. Okay, just over there. Yeah, let's give them a round of applause. Ah, someone waving there. Yeah. Yeah, they are your teachers on Sunday. Yeah, Saturday. You know, we have a wonderful team of committed teachers, but their time with your children is short and limited. A children ministry session usually lasts about an hour, which consists of praying, singing, and learning about God and the Bible. This constitutes only 1 hour of the 168 hours a child has in a week, or less than 1% of a child's entire week. As such, a typical children ministry program is not sufficient to meet the spiritual or soulish needs of a child. I encourage our Christian parents to not delegate the responsibility of their children's Christian education to their City Kids teachers, thinking that they themselves are not equipped to educate their own children on spiritual matters. In truth, you, parents, are the best mentors. You're the best guardians for your children's spiritual growth. And the home is God's fundamental conduit for Christian education. And the parents are the child's best primary source of spiritual and positive influence in their lives. And the Bible speaks of this very clearly, especially in the Shema, a centerpiece of Jewish prayer and spirituality. Most Jewish families will recite this prayer daily. It says here, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, in the restaurants, in the cars, in the swimming pool, in the playground, even in the tuition center. And when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You know, I want to encourage our Christian parents to give attention and time to build the heart and soul of their children by praying with them and reading the Bible together. Do not say, I cannot afford the time. If Jesus considers a person's soul as more valuable than the riches of the world and wants the young ones to come to him, we should be ready to make sacrifices and exercise our God-given responsibility to daily invest in our children's spiritual well-being and be a positive influence in their lives. I want to share a short video. Oh, no music. It's okay. 9 things I love you and say to them as often as you like. I like it when you are about, you make me happy. I'm proud of you. You are special. I trust you. I believe in you. I know you can do that. And the last thing you can say to your child, I am grateful for you. Be specific. 9 things you can say to your child today. A good reminder for us, a practical advice. Be a positive spiritual influence in your life, in your children's life. Yeah. You know, parents, I just want to encourage you. You're the most effective builder and teacher of your children's faith. You serve as the most experienced stewards and wardens and guardians of your children's souls. You're the most powerful propagators of the gospel for future generations to come. How much is your child's soul worth? It is worth more than what the world can ever promise or give. Right now, we just want to give some time as a worship leader. We're going to sing this beautiful song. And I just want to invite you. It's family service. It's a time for us to pray for families, for parents, for children. Yeah. And it's so wonderful that we can worship together. And I would like to invite you as we sing this song. There'll be the ministry team to pray with you. Come forward as a family. Receive that special touch from the Holy Spirit. Ask God to bless your family. Bless the souls of your children, that they will grow up to be men and women after God's heart. And they'll be so wonderful, used by God for His kingdom purpose. Just let's come before God. This is a time for you to come before God and just say, God, I want to bless my family. I want to commit my family and my children into your hands. And if you are a young parent or even a couple hoping for a child in the future, just come forward as well. Today is family service. We just want to pray for you. We want to commit you to God's hand. We want to bless you. Just feel free to come.
And stir can become embraced.